Today's daf is daf Yud Gimel and Savajash, all prepared for the bottom of Yud Beis on the Beis, which is where we left off, right at the
Zukta Heilige Mishnah.
Hareini Nazir Lekishiyeli Bein. Man makes a netter of Naziris. If God grants me a son, I shall be a Nazir. So it's together, the Naziris, as Tazir says, is like Hodah V'Shevach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's saying in advance, he's made a mishabeach. And then, nolad lo bein, nareiz a nazir, which isn't much of a chiddush, which we'll talk about. So if he has a son, he's a nazir. Nolad lo bat, or tumtum, vandroganus, ain't a nazir. Just seems to be pshita. He said, if I have a son, I have a son. Im amar kishyeli valad, on the other hand, if he said, when I have a child, so then whatever the child is, I feel not a lobat, tumtum, androgynous, and all of these cases would be a nazir. Now, how about if his wife has a miscarriage? He pila ishto, so then eino nazir. Because we don't know whether the hapala was actually a ben kayama, and maybe it was a ben kayama that had something had happened to. So memela, it's a suffix nazir. It's a suffix nazir. It's lahaka. Rabbi Shimon Omer, whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no, this is not a solution to the problem, because we saw before. The Gemara will explain. Rabbi Shimon is man yomer holds a machlis on a matzvah suffix. So even though he's got a big problem over here, and even where the suffix is chomer from Nevada, we spoke about. Because he may end up the suffix that he won't be able to get out of. In this case, what he can do is, he should say like this. He can't not do anything. Because if he doesn't do anything, he's in big trouble. He'll never be able to drink wine again. Never be able to cut his hair again. Never be able to move a time of 18. Because he can't do his tiglach of the korbanot mitzad ha-suffix. So therefore, he has to create a situation of a vaday. But he can't make himself a nazir stam to make it a vadai, because he still have a suffix of the other nazirs. What is it going to do him to be megalet for a separate nazirs? So what he has to do is he has to make a tnai so that mamonisha, he's chayav one korban. So what he should say is like this. Im haya ben kayama, if indeed the child that was lost was a ben kayama, was kololo chadashav, so it's considered to be a vlad. So then, I want to make myself the nazir that I promised. Tareani nazir chova. But suppose that child was not a ben kayama, so it wasn't yet a complete vlad. So then I'm making myself now a nazir as a new nazir, as a nedava, because I don't have a chova. So either I'm going to be yotzi my chova with this new nazirut, or a new nazirut of a nedava. How about if chazra v'yalda? If she now goes ahead and gets pregnant again and has a child, so now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, hareiz a nazir, because the first one didn't count, but well, there wasn't even a suffix, because in a matter of from a suffix. He still has the standing commitment that when God gives him a son, God gives him a child, that he will be a nazir. So now he has a son. So now he has to be a nazir. So that's no problem. But according to Rabbi Shimon, he's got a problem. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, he always had a suffix whether he was already Yotze the Naziris earlier. So he can't stam be a Nazir now. Because if he's a Nazir now, maybe he's not chayav in the Naziris because he was already Yotze the Naziris. So how can he bring another korban? If he's chayav himself in the Naziris now, so he's still going to have a suffix. Maybe now I was chayav in the Naziris because of the Royon, and my earlier Naziris was in a Dovah. So he can't just be Yotzi the Naziris, and again he's going to have the same problem. So he's going to again have to make the same tonight and say like this. If the first pregnancy, the miscarriage, was a Ben Kayama, so good, so that was already Yotzi the first time, right? So then my first Nazirut, that was for my Chova, where I committed myself to being a Nazir for Hadassah. And now this new Nazirut that I'm making again, which is really the third time he's pronouncing Nazirut, this new Nazirut is going to be a Nidava. V'im lav arishon Nidava. But if the first child was indeed premature, so now that would mean that the first one was a Nidava, because I made it tonight, and I'm only keeping it as a Nidava if the child is immature. But that would mean that this is the first time that I'm chayev for my original neder. So then now I'm going to be Yosef. This way he'll keep two neziriyot, and he'll be Yosef Mamanashach, and everything will be fine. He doesn't get into a problem. Is there a chiddush in saying that if he has a son, he's a nazir? What's the chiddush? Hi, Myla Memra. What's the chiddush? It's not a chiddush. It's a lead-in. Guy says, if I have a son, I'm a nazir. Fine, he has a son, he's a nazir. Obviously. Now, here comes the interesting part. Seifa. If he has a bat or a tumta of androgynous, ain't a nazir. That's also cheaper. He said, if I have a son, you know, a son. No, mal de tema, look, a person may use the sense of ben also in the sense of a child. Because we find a lashon of the ibane gam anochi mimena. The ibane means dafka, a son. Ibane means that there should be a child. So ben also is a sense of being built, that there's a future for me. So maybe it just means that sheli ben in the sense of if I have a child. No, if the person doesn't use the word Vlad and he uses the word Ben, he means specifically a male child. So that's a fiddish.
So he said, had a baby.
You always know, yeah. Maybe you could try it the other way next time. Say, I had a Ben. Oh, Masata, when's the person? No, it was a girl. The Gemara says. So. So then he'd be chayav even on a bat and a tumtum on drugs. It's also pshita, no? Pshita, no. Because person in the context, in saying vlad, he means a vlad the mikshav ben injimim. It maybe means a child that people are marching. And he's going to say, I have a child where people are saying never. That's not the thing that I'm going to be made of mishabeah. So the guy had a Rachmana Latzan, a mongoloid child, or he had a tumtum, an androgynous, but everybody said, the poor guy. And this, so that is, I would think maybe Minatzvara, that he's not including such a thing, Kamashmalan, but the issue in his mind is that he should be successful at reproduction, and that he was. He pilayishto eno nazir. So who's the man Yomin that says eno nazir b'chlal, not even as a suffix? That's Rabbi Yehuda decree. In the case where the guy said, ooh, I'll be a nazir if there's not 100 kur in the decree. And then they find that somebody walked off and it was stolen. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, ain't no machlis, that's one of the suffix. So there's no problem here too. Basically, someone walked off with the vlad. We don't know what the vlad is. So therefore, he's not machlis, that's one of the suffix. It's Rabbi Shimon, indeed, in the Mishnah. He's the chelik on him over there. He's chelik on him over here. So Rabbi Shimon on there. Yomar, ima ya ben kayamar, any nazir, chova, vim lav, this new nazir should be a nazir nedava. Boi mine rebaba mi revuna. Suppose a guy says, hareni nazir, l'ksheli ben. Now his wife has a miscarriage, ripila ishto, and he now goes ahead and he's makfish the carbon for his naziris. Now she goes ahead, and the chazra v'yalda, and now she goes ahead and she has another child. So now the question is, in this case already, we'll see for in a moment. First of all, what the question is? How about first deciding who we're asking? So I'll leave it a month. First of all, who are you asking it according to? Yeah, Libid Rabbi Shimon. I mean, mighty boy. Rabbi Shimon said anyway, was Sofing Naziris Lahachmer. So Sofing Naziris Lahachmer means Alibid Rabbi Shimon, even without the second child, it would also have been Kodesh Mitzada Sofik, no? So the male, and it's still a Sofik. Because what happened over here is not the, like the previous case, where she has a new pregnancy and now has a new child from that pregnancy. But this pregnancy has nothing to do with the other pregnancy. The only question is whether I was already yotzei the naziris from the first naziris of the first pregnancy or not. But that's all. Here we have another issue. Here, the woman was pregnant with twins. So she loses one of the children. And now she delivers a child later, maybe a week later, whatever. So now the question is like this. This child is definitely a Bar Kayom, the one that was born. The previous one, I don't know. Now, it's certainly possible that maybe, it's a far possibility that maybe one of the twins is indeed a Bar Kayom and the other one wasn't. Maybe she got pregnant a little bit later again. And she has now a later Vlader. In the Gemara's terms, maybe one is a Ben Shiva, one of them is a Ben Tisha. Right? But even in our terms, these things happen. Rarely, but they happen. So you don't have a clear raya in this case as to what the issue is. But we have this further complication. Okay, so I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon is Bechlal nothing to ask. Because nothing new has been added now by the later of the tone. If anything, I mean, it was Kodesh anyway from the first place, because he had to be Mafresh Korban. So what are you asking? Rabbi Shimon said before something is Zirut Lachmir. So clearly your entire question is only Alib the Rabbi Yehuda. Where in Adam, Machmi is Atzmo, Lisafek. So he's saying something is Zirut Lachmir. So you're saying, you want to know my Kodosh or Lo Kodosh. The question over here is, does it have a din of Kedusha on it now? Or do we say, even though there was this other one that was born, and he had been Mafresh Korban before he was born, that it's not an indication necessarily that the first one was indeed a Chiyav, and that this Nazir, I mean, you can't be Mafresh Korban Naziris unless you're not, as Rabbi said, I forgot to mention it, I took for granted. You can't stop being Mafresh Korban Naziris, it wouldn't be Kodesh. It's only going to be Kodesh if the guy is a Nazir. So now that the second one is born, even Alib de Reyuda in this case, it's indicative that he really was a Nazir the first time. So there's Mafresh is Korban Naziris, so then it should be a good Korban. So the Nafka Mina would be only in terms of what? Whether the Korban is Osir B'Gizah V'Avodah? That's my Shaila. I mean, if you have a question of whether you're going to be Yod, just go ahead and be Magish it again. That certainly can't be the issue. Furthermore, to say that it's a Vadai Chiyav from then, and you'll be Chayav Malkus earlier, it's also not a Vadai, even if it's an indication. So the only question we would have is if I'm not re-Mekadosh it to be Yotze, the Naziris that I'm definitely Chayav now that the Ta'om was born, of Hilalibita Rabbi Yehuda, whether there's an Isser of Giza Vaveda. That's the question. Okay. That's the question. Fine. Now we understand. In my Nafkamina, the Gabi Giza Vaveda Ta'asr, take him. This is a Shaila of whether even in that case, Rabbi Yehuda would have said, Einan HaMakniz Atzmo LaSafek, despite the fact that there's an indication from the twin that the first child is a Bar Kayom. Boimine ben Ruchume me'abay. So ben Ruchume asked a question from Abay. This is a perfect question for ben Ruchume. I mean, he's obviously called ben Ruchume because he's a very sensitive person to other people's feelings and so on. He wants to know now whether people's words should be translated as empathetic or not. So who else would ask this question other than Mr. Empathy, right? So asks ben Ruchume to Abay. Exactly, that's what the Shaila is. I feel for you here. So the Shaila is like this. A guy says, Irene Nazir Lekisheli Ben. Now there's another guy standing there who says, V'alai? Me too. It's on me too. So what's he referring to? He's referring to, this is empathetic. So he's referring to Abibura. You said you're going to be a Nazir Lekisheli Ben. I too. I love you. I feel for you. When you have a son, I'll also be a Nazir. Where is he saying? Agufi might be saying, same way you want to make yourself a Nazir when you have a kid, I'll make myself a Nazir when I have a kid. Or, the way the Rambam learns, it's not to do with kids. He's just saying, you want to be a Nazir when you have a kid. A lie. Leo Nazir, nothing to do with a kid. Okay. How do we look at it? Now, Imtim Tzoloma, in this case, that the guy is talking about himself. Okay? So he's not being empathetic. But maybe he's not being empathetic because a lie is not a word of empathy. Because a lie doesn't mean me too. A lie means it's on my back. On my back is a lotion of sevel. I'm accepting it on myself. It's an element of pain. And how about if the guy says, me too? Now, me too is very enthusiastic. There's no a lie about that. So maybe me too would be empathetic. So my question is, Areni Nazir, how about in a case where one guy says, Areni Nazir the Kishieli Ben, Vishamacha Verova Mar, me too? Va'ani? Now, Va'ani is more empathetic than V'alai. It's interesting, we're getting closer to that V'ani V'alai that we had earlier to distinguish what's the nafkamina between them. Why would he say V'ani V'alai? Remember, we wanted to bring a raya for the Mishnah, that you can say that double lashon, and it doesn't necessarily mean there's two separate chiyuvim, V'alai L'galayach. So you could say, V'ani, I also feel that way, V'alai, and I'm a kabbal on myself. Two different issues. One is referring to your feeling, the other one is saying Kahada Milsa, like the Gemara says. So what would be the din? In that case, Mao, Anafshe Ka'ama, or Dilmahaka Ka'ama. Maybe what he's trying to say is, in that case, as Mr. Rechumi says, he's saying, Rechim Nalachakavasi, I am empathetic. I too want so much for you to have a son that I will be a Nazir. In this case. Now, the Rabbi Peretz does not find this persuasive. He's not in the I feel your pain mode. And the Rambam also didn't have this girsa. They have a girsa in which the Imtim Tzolomar ends with, how about if he says, this is really empathy, I will be a Nazir when you have a son. And then the other guy says, and me too. So now already the first guy starting in the mode of I feel your pain. Maybe the second guy is going back and saying, and I feel your pain. Or maybe the second guy is saying, well, if you feel my pain, I guess I better feel my pain too. So here the whole question is about being a Mr. Rechumi. So in this case we have a question. I have to look at it. Very interesting. But he said, what's the difference between Vani and Valai? Come on, man. It's the same word, isn't it? But I mean, it's very clear to see the Tosfos says Gears and the Rosh. I mean, a lot of the Rishonim have the Gears that we have it, and it makes sense. Now, there's also another question. The other question is, most of I feel your pain is political. This isn't real. It's Hillary feeling your pain. Right? That was a paid political announcement. It's a Hillary feeling your pain. So in that case, Imtim Saloma. Remember, in both of these cases, the other guy was there. If the other guy is there, you're supposed to be feeling his pain. So Mamel, when he's responding to the other guy's presence because he's embarrassed to say, well, I don't care. So he's going to therefore say he does care, right? So Kol Be'an Fei, Kesifalei Milta, if a guy is there, he's embarrassed not to respond to the other person's great expression of concern, so he's going to say, me too, I also care about you. But if the guy's not there, why in the world would he care about him? You know? Out of presence, out of mind. So in such a case, if a guy comes along and says, Areni Nazir L'Kishiyana Ploni Bein, how about if one guy comes along and says, I care about him, and you're present. Now this kid is the other guy's present. The other guy says, me too. So how about that? Does me too mean say, in that case, he certainly is referring to himself. Why would he need to show he cares about the other guy if the other guy isn't even there? Or is he trying to say, well, if we're talking about who's empathetic, I'm more empathetic than you are. So what he's really trying to say, as Ben Rechumi says, well, I like him just as much as you do. Don't do all the liking around here. Since when did you become the liker? Or the unav, or whatever. So, therefore, he's trying to also be Yotzeh. Tiboy, that indeed stands. Again, it's another Yerushalmi lashon here. Tiboy instead of taken. Reini Nazir, v'Nazir Kishieli Ben. Now, the question is like this. Guy's first Makabal Nazirs. Then, he says, and at the moment he says Reini Nazir, he wrote this call. So he continues to say, and I should also be a Nazir when I have a son. So now he has to start his Nazirus immediately. So it's Filmo Nechelo, starts counting his own Nazirut, and before he completes his Nazirut, V'acharkach Nolad Lo Bein, at the moment that Nolad Lo Bein, the Chiev to be a Nazir on the Bein kicks in, but he's in the middle of a Nazirut that came first, because he said Areni Nazir. In which case, he has to complete the Nazirut. And then, in that case, Mashlim Etshlo, he completes his own Nazirut, and then, Acharkach Moner Shal Beno, because in the order in which he said it, he was explaining which one comes first. Which one comes first? Areni Nazir. But how about if he says it the other way around? How about if he says, the Areni Nazir Kshelim Ben, and I'm also a Nazir. Now, a Nazir. So now, obviously, he's B'chuyev, so he has to be Matfil. Now he said, V'Nazir, I'm a Nazir. Then the son is born, and now it's in the middle of his counting in his Nazirut, but he was Magdim in the Neder to take care of the Nazirs for his son. And he can't say, well, I'll put it off from you, put it off. It's Chal immediately, because that's what you said first. You can't have it running consecutively, because it was too, concurrently rather, because it was too separate Nadorim. We'll see later on whether there's ever a time where we have any type of running concurrently. So in there, what you do is, if you were Matcha Muner Shalo, V'achakach Nolad Lo Bein, Meniach Et Shalo, you stop counting your own Nazirut. U'Muner Shalo Beno, you count the Shloshim Yom for the son's Nazirut. And then you go back to counting your own Nazirut. V'achakach Mashlim Et Shalo. Now the question is, what does that mean? You go back counting yours. So Tosis says like this. Tosis Yeshita is that in a case where the time remaining you after you continue to count is less than 30 days, you can't do a Giluach for the interrupting Nazirut. Because if you do, you won't be able to do a Giluach for your own Nazirut now the second time. Because you'll only have 10 days left. Let's see, count to 20 days. Then a child is born. Now you keep 30 days for the child's Nazirut. You do a Giluach, bring your Karbonas, and say, okay, now I'll complete my Nazirut. With what? With 10 days? What are you going to do? At the end of 10 days, you'll do a Giluach? That's not a Giluach of Nazirut, because there's no para pachot mishloshim yom. Therefore, Tosfos Yeshita is, in such a case, put off the Giluach until after you completed the other 20 days. Do a Giluach for which you bring two sets of Karbanot, one for the one Nazirut and one for the other Nazirut. Who says there has to be a separate Giluach, which is only has to be separate Karbanot for each Nazirut? And the Giluach that you're doing is the Giluach of the growth for both of the Nazirut. Obviously, you have your 60 days worth of growth for those two Nazirut. However, this is Machlokas Rishonim. We'll see, based on the Gemara that's coming up, we'll see where the Sugya is Mashma one way, where the Sugya is Mashma the other. Other Rishonim learn that what you do is you do a Giluach, and in a case where you have less than 30 days to be Mashlim, you have to be Mashlim 30 days. So in other words, let's say you kept 20 days, you have 10 days left, you'll have to keep a full 30 days anyway, because you can't do the Giluach. Not in the terms of the dinim of Ashlama, but simply because it's like becoming Tomei. We say that it's Seisar. It's not really Seisar. You just need the 7 days to become Tohar. In this case, you were Megaleach. It's not really Soter, the Giluach, but you need a full head of hair. Therefore, you're going to have to wait. So you have that. You have to wait the 30 days. Meanwhile, you'll have to, unfortunately, keep your Nazirut, because you couldn't do a Giluach. You couldn't do your Akrovas Karbonis. So you now need your Lamais. You're going to end up extending your Nazirut, and only then do the second Giluach. But we're going to get into the sugya. There's all kinds of complicated differences between. So our first gradual introduction to the sugya is like this. Boy Rav. A guy says, Hareni Nazir Liachar Asrim Yom. A guy makes himself a Nazir for 20 days later. And then he says, and I want to be a Nazir now for 100 days. Now this is not the case in the Mishnah, because in this case, he knows for a fact that if he starts his Nazirut now, his 100 days is definitely going to be mufsak by the 20 days break that now he said first, he said, Areni Nazir Liachar Asrim Yom. So, and that was the first Nazirus. So if he starts counting the 100 days now, after 20 days, he's going to have to take a break. So you'll say, what's so bad if he takes a break? Anyway, he has 80 days afterwards. If he has 80 days afterwards, you could even be Megaleach for the break. Keep the other 80 days and be Megaleach, and there's no problem. That's true. But, I mean, is that what a person has in mind when he makes a statement like that? Or he wants to have, that's sort of weird, isn't it? Keeping his ears for 20 days, then announce you're not keeping this Nazirus, you're keeping that Nazirus? Or does a person in his own mind have an intent to have two separate sets of Nazirut, one for 30 days and one for 100 days? That's my question. So do we say Mao? Kivan da'alin me'a be'asrim lo shalmi, lo chayli? Do we say that since it would be very difficult to complete the 100-day Nazirut in the 20 days that are remaining to you before the chalot of the first Nazirut, they're not even chal? Or do we say, but in the end anyway you're going to have so much time for Gidul Sefer, 80 days. You could have kept another two Naziriot in that time. So there's no problem. What does he care? So you should be a Nazir right away, Chayling. So it's like, well, why does that have to be the question? I mean, isn't there there's first another issue. I mean, why raise the issue where there's 80 days afterwards? Why not first let's be mevarer what the din is when there isn't 30 days? And where, in fact, you're not going to have Gidul Seir. Is that so poshut? That if you won't have Gidul Seir, then for sure you mean that it should be afterwards? Or, I mean, how do you know that? Because, I mean, in the Mishnah we have a case where a guy's going to be a regular Nazir. But I don't understand why he's taking that for granted. V'tiboyle nizirut muet. Why doesn't he just ask a regular case? Hareini nazir acheres rim yom, v'hareini nazir me'achshav. Would have to make a complicated case of me'a yom, if you don't know yet, you don't have a clear raya of what the halach would be even in that case. It's not that I'm pretending that I know the answer to that, says Rav. I mean, I'm basically raising a question which is meant to raise the more fundamental question in your mind, and then to make you note the difference between the 80 days or the regular. And that's what I'm doing. You're supposed to be thinking, man. I'm saying, im timtza lomar. If you're going to tell me, if I would ask you the first question, which clearly is subsumed within this question, if you're going to tell me that a nazirut mu'etet, where you've only got 10 days left after the 20 days, so there you'll say, well, that's for sure. And yet maybe you'll find a raya for that. I don't know. Given the asara yamim or the yeterin, so there's only 10 days left. So then, lo sodaklei, that's not going to be these alin asara. I mean, these 10 are not going to help him very much, because they're not going to be enough for a giluach, not in the beginning and not in the end. But vaday nazir meyayon, given the itle, t'mani yumin lebesov, salkin lai. But then you would say, but for sure, if you had enough time at the end to have a full Nazirut, so then you can keep the first 20, or maybe not, in the Olo. You know what, I mean, this further Imtim Zolomar is really new material. In other words, it's not included in Rava's, and we could save it for tomorrow, because there's a bunch of Imtim Zolomars, so maybe we should indeed break here. Okay, so this is the nice, easy beginning of a sugya. Consecutive, concurrent, or broken Naziriyot. Hareini nazir l'kishiyeh li bein. V'nolad lo bein. Harei ze nazir. Nolad lo bat, tum-tum, bandroger, say no nazir. Im amar kishiyeh li valad, afil nolad lo bat, tum-tum, bandroger, harei ze nazir. Hipila ishto, ay no nazir. Rabbi Shimon omer, no. Lo zu aderach shiyotzei min nazirotov. He has to say, Yomar, Imaya ben kayam, so then I'm a Nazir chova for my neder. V'im lav, then I make myself a Nazir now as a nedaba.
Does this last forever, his whole life until he has a son, or is it just...
Yeah. He'll always have a suffix on his second son.
But just the whole case in general, if I have a son, I'll become a Nazir the rest of his life?
Yeah. That's the case, because Rabbi Yolda, another pregnancy, could be 10, 20 years later. So, Chazrava Yalda, Harei Ze Nazir. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, because he might have been Yotzi the first one. Therefore, Yomar, Im Harishon Ben Kayama, Harishon Chova, Vezo Nidava, Vim Lav, Harishon Nidava, Vezo Chova. What's the Kiddush that if he had a Ben, he's a Nazir, Maila Meima? No, it's only a lead into the Sefer. Mishum Sefer, Bat, or Tum Tum, or Androgynous, Eino Nazir. But that's also Pshita, no? No, because ma'ad tema l'kishe ebane, lashon ben is not necessarily a male, the comma. Kamash from the Lord. V'imamar l'kishe yeli valad. It's also cheap. Necessarily, because a vlad could mean ma'ad tema vlad the miksha b'nein shebeina. Kamash malan that no, it means a vlad of any kind. Yipilai shtoi no nazir manka tani la Rabbi Yehuda the Kriyu, who says imavad akri. Ein adam machmis at smolas afeik. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yomari maya ben kayama hareni nazir chova, v'imlav hareni nazir nedava. Bani Rebaba mi Ravuna. How about hareni nazir l'kishiyali ben, v'pila ishto, v'frish korban, and then chazra v'yalda from the same pregnancy? How about that? Ma? A libid ma? Yeah, libid Rabbi Shimon mighty boy. He, according to Rabbi Shimon, was suffering his ears lahachri even in the first time, before there was another pregnancy. El Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda. He holds normally something as Yerud Lakel. In this case where we have the other child that indicates that they were 99% and more, they were from the same conception and the same length of pregnancy. So then it was a Bar Kayam. In this case, my Kadosh Alo Kadosh, my. I said, well, my nafkamina. Lagizato lavodba. Take. Boy, mine ben rechumi me abai. Hareni nazir lekisheli ben. Veshamach haverov amar ve'alai. Ma? Adi burei mashma or agufei mashma? Im temzom agufei mashma. That's because he said a lie. But how about amar hareni nazir lekisheli ben veshamach haverov amar? And me too. Ma? So there. Anaf shekamar even there? Odim achikamar rechim na lecha kavatech. And him team Zulamar Koba on pay, he's got to pretend at least that he's empathetic. So over there, Kasifa Lay Milta Marini Nazir Lakshela Ploni Ben. Vishamaka Virovi Omar Bani Mar. Mi Amina Shalobi Fanava Nafshika Omar, for sure, because why would we assume he's being empathetic? Odirma Hokikamala, Rakina Lake Abate, but we mean he's being competitive with the empathy thing. So Mameli has got to show that he too feels his pain, Debug. I mean, very politically contemporary meaning.
The media was covering it.
that's exactly it. Whether it's befunded or not. Areni nazir v'nazir l'ksheli ben. So yitchil monet shelo v'chakach nolad lo ben. Mashlim et shel chakach monet shel benot. Because that's how he said. But if he says areni nazir k'sheli ben v'nazir, so then he's matchil and he's monet shelo. But if chakach nolad lo ben in the middle, boy, Rav. This is how Tosa understands it. Take into consideration the Mishnah. I mean, he never knows where he's going to have a ben. So, boy, Rav. Omar Hareini Nazir Leachar Esrim Yom Umeachshav Meya Yom Mal. Do we say even the Halin Meya usually don't work out betoch Esrim? So, Esrim Lo Mishnah. So, in that case, Lo Chaylin at all until after he finishes the Esrim. Odilma came and eat like Gidul Seyar Lebesorga, another 80 days anyway, Chaylin. Well, why are you so sure that this is the only question? I mean, why not the boiling is Yerut Mu'etet? No, I am. Chodem ego chodekam mi ba'itala. Look, he's saying like this, Im timtza lomar, is Yerut Mu'etet? No, what are you going to do? He's got 10 days left. I mean, 10 days aren't good for anything. Asara, you went into your tearing. So therefore, lo salak le'halin asara. But vaday nazir mea yom, even the idle t'manin yom lebesov, salkin le, oh lo, maybe even in that case, salkin.